Hello and welcome to Talent Takes Time, conversations with women who've achieved success in the sports media industry. Up until now, I've been speaking with TV presenters and broadcasters, so I'm really excited to share with you someone from the other side of the camera. Jo Tung is a sports agent. She has her own agency, Tongue Tied Media, and represents footballers and presenters from across the industry. What I love about Jo is that she fights tooth and nail for equality. She makes sure her female clients are being paid the same as the men. But Jo isn't just a sports agent. She has a history in broadcast and for years was executive producer of the popular Five Live football phone-in 606. We began by speaking about one of my favourite topics, the importance of hard work.
It's really interesting you asked that this week because I had a meeting with some new talent this week. And she said to me, she said, so we were chatting away about what she wanted to do and blah, blah. And then she said, so what do you look for? And I said, do you know what? I said, apart from credibility and passion, I just like grafters. I just like hardworking people because I can't bear people that pretend they want it. And then you put all these opportunities on a plate for them. And they kind of go, oh, not sure. Oh, no. And I just, it's the one thing that if you work with me, you have to be a hard worker because I can't stand it. There's too many people in this world who want it.
Yeah.
That you're not prepared to put in the hard work.
And the hard work, I think one of the biggest things that I keep seeing is the hard work doesn't stop. So even when you're top of your game, you have to keep on working. And we've seen that with some of the veterans on Match of the Day. They suddenly realised, if they want to stay there, they've got to work really hard because there's a lot of youngsters coming through that want those jobs and you need to be right on top of it all the time.
It's so competitive and you've got to really want it and you've got to be really thick-skinned about it because it is so competitive. There's only so many games, football games, that are on. There's only so many sports that are on the television. There's only so many job roles. And so to gain those roles, you've got to offer something. You've got 3 minutes on Match of the Day to make a point. So it better be a good point. Otherwise, they'll just give it to someone else. The competitive nature is tough. But actually, I think it means that everybody is at the top of their game and nobody's going to walk into a studio not prepared.
For many years, there was a monopoly at the top. The same talent in the same roles and not a lot of opportunity. But just recently, we've seen fresh faces and new ideas challenging the hierarchy, and there's never been a better time to shake things up in the broadcast industry. The best example of this has been the success of Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, formerly bitter rivals with Manchester United and Liverpool. But they've become the perfect double act on Sky Sports Monday Night Football. And they're not just pundits talking about the games they cover. They've gone all in, championing modern technology and tactics to bring viewers closer to the games they watch. They're both respected ex-pros, but have shown you can't just walk into a job, something Jo herself knows all too well.
It's so hard because, you know, when a client doesn't get a job or, you know, that they'll do a pilot and maybe not get the job or we'll put them forward for something and then someone else gets selected, it's so hard. And I take it personally on them because, you know, I wouldn't put them forward for the job if I didn't think they were the best person for the job. But at the same time, it's good for you I think in talent, it's really hard because you think you want to do everything. And actually, you don't want to do everything. There's lots of pressure to feel you should be doing everything. And social media is the biggest, the biggest thing that's come into our world that puts pressure on talent to make them feel they're not doing enough. Because everybody is, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. And you have to do a bit of that. That is the game, that is the industry. But at the same time, it puts lots of pressure on people to go for things or take work that actually is perhaps not right for them. And it's really hard to be disciplined about that. And one of the things I always say to people is just stay in your own lane. Just stay in your own lane. Like, your pathway is your pathway. And, you know, I've had personal rejections. My company has rejections. We'll pitch for stuff and not get it. Or I'll put clients forward for jobs and they won't get it. And we all take it very personally, but actually you might not get something and then you're free and a new opportunity comes up next week that had you been signed up to someone for 6 months to do X, you wouldn't have been able to do this next opportunity. So you just have to trust the process.
I talk about this all the time and I've seen it in my own career. Jo is right about social media. It's a terrible place to be if you're looking for work. I remember scrolling through pics of people on red carpets when I was at home changing nappies, thinking I was missing out on so much. But when I raced back to it, I realised quickly that so many of these glamorous evenings were in fact a lot of hard work. It's not to suggest they don't come with reward, because they are as important as the presenting itself, but it's not all glitz and glamour. Jo has a perfect analogy to describe exactly that.
There's a picture I've got, and the ballet shoe, and you know, it's the beautiful pink satin ballet shoe with the ribbons.
Yeah.
And then next to it is the foot inside with the blisters and the cuts and the sore.
Yeah.
And I just think that is just, that's so many of us in the industry. Like, if you look at my life and, you know, I go to World Cups and I'm out at this event and I'm invited to this and I go to football and, you know, I live a wonderful, 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 fulfilling life. But I graft, you know, I'm exhausted all the time. I don't stop, you know, I feel I have to read, watch, listen to everything. I'm on call 24/7.
This job never, ever stops. Never, never.
Doesn't. And that's why you have to love it, because it's too hard if you don't love it.
We'll be back on Talent Takes Time after this short break. Hello there and welcome back to Talent Takes Time and my conversation with Jo Tung from Tung Tide Media. Before the break, Jo spoke to us about the fact you have to love the job we do, because if you don't, it's just too difficult to succeed. I talk about this a lot myself. Many students get in touch with me and ask what they can do to get into this industry. You probably don't want to hear my answer, because what you need to do is anything that gets you in the door. Most of my guests have made tea, run tapes and edited scripts, and not necessarily just at the start of their career either. You are always knocking on new doors, new companies, new bosses, new audiences, new trends. I was fascinated to speak to Jo about it.
One of our things is we will always show our clients every job that comes in, because it might just be something they really want to do. And I would say, as your career strategist, you don't need to do this, but if you fancy it, why not? If you're free that day, why not? It's not always about the money and it's not always about the profile. It might, like you say, you might meet some cool people. It might be something that you are just passionate about. It might be something that you just, it's a new experience and it's not going to harm your profile. So why not give it a go? So, yeah. But again, on the flip side of that, I would always say you don't have to do everything. It's that, again, it's a fine, fine balance. If you want to do it and it looks fun and it's not going to damage your career pathway, go for your life. But at the same time, don't feel you have to do it because it's a job that's come your way and someone else might get it.
In speaking to some of the women in this series, one thing that keeps coming up actually is that someone said, oh, and then I had to take a step down, but actually it wasn't a step down in the end. Or they might say, and then I had to do this, which was kind of embarrassing. And I sort of think being embarrassed, being out of your comfort zone and doing this thing that some people see as a step down is also part of the process, isn't it? Is it something you would always encourage people to do? Because it must be tough, because you deal with some big names as well. And to tell someone to take a step down when they're at the peak of their powers must be one of the hardest things you have to deliver.
It's so hard. And again, it's that, here's my opinion, and this is why I think you should do this or take this step down, in inverted commas. But I'm looking at the 5-year plan. You're looking at what this looks like for you in the next month. And that's sort of my job, is to be kind of the overarching view. And it's easy for me to say, because I'm not the one that has to do it next week. But at the same time, I'm so personally attached to it that I wouldn't ask you to take a step down or suggest that you do this opportunity, whatever it may be, if I didn't think that in the long term it would work out. And also personally, I remember I'd progressed quite far in radio back in the day, and I was at a certain level. And then an opportunity came up to move across to TV to work with Gabby Logan on a new series. But in TV, the levels are completely different. So where I was a senior producer in radio, I had to drop down to being a researcher. So my title had gone from being producer of X and, you know, all singing, all dancing on the radio. And then I was a researcher and I really struggled with it. But I mean, you know, it was brilliant and it made me understand and learn a new industry. And I worked with Gabby for, you know, a couple of years, and I had so many great opportunities. So like you say, it was the right thing to do long term. But at the time, I really struggled with it because of this stupid title and perception. Yeah. Because day to day, the researcher job was incredible. And it was whatever level it didn't even matter whatever level it was. I was learning a new trade in television and I was learning a new job and I loved it. But that was, perceptionally, I struggled with it.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that. I think the biggest thing that you can tell anyone is your biggest piece of advice. I don't know if you've got a quote that you live by or just one. I mean, you must have thousands of pieces of advice, but is there one thing that just keeps coming back into your head when you think about guiding people on the pathway to their career goals?
I think it does come back to hard work with me. I think it's, you know, there's that saying, was it, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And yeah. I think I always say to people, oh my God, I'm so lucky. Like, I'm so lucky because I love my job so much. And yes, it is hard work. And people always say to me, but it's not luck, is it? Like, you made that happen. And when I'm sort of reflecting on it, that's true. Like, yes, various things have happened that have been, I've been very lucky. But at the same time, I work consistently. I work 7 days a week. You know, my job is my life because it's sport and I love sport. So, yeah, I think the harder you work, the luckier you get is something that definitely resonates with me.
More than one of my guests has told me this quote, and I use it too all the time, because this hard work is putting you in front of people and therefore presenting opportunity. It's not an understatement to say that you make your own luck in this industry. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Jo, and if there's anything you should take away with you, is that Jo loves a grafter. For any of you who are feeling distinctly average, plagued by past rejection or any other negative emotion that's causing procrastination or inertia, graft is something we all possess. Thanks for joining me on the 3 T's Talent Takes Time. We'll see you in our next episode with Elizabeth Ammon from The Times. Talent Takes Time is presented by me, Alison Bender. The series producer is Gary Hayes, and Matt Alabaster has produced all our artwork. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our music. If you'd like to know more about my career in the media, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok at AliBenderTV. You can also sign up to my website, alisonbender.com, for more information on getting into the media industry. This has been a production for the Highway 61 Network.